This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called Fearless Living to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick shows us how the power of the resurrection helps us overcome our fears and live the abundant life God wants for us. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Fearless Living.
1 John 4:18. Wherever God's love is, there is no fear. Because God's perfect love drives out all fear. You got fear in your marriage? Then guess what? God's love isn't there the way it ought to be. You got fear in your career? Guess what? God's love isn't there where it ought to be. Wherever God's love is, there is no fear, because perfect love, God's perfect love, drives out all fear. And the second part of the verse, I love this in the message, says, since fear is crippling, a fearful life is a life not yet fully formed in God's love. You got fears in your life? It means one thing. God's love is not yet fully formed in your life. I have fears in my life. Means in those areas, God's love is not yet fully formed in my life. And for the rest of your life, God wants to replace more and more of your fears with more and more of His love. And when you invite the love of Christ in the front door of your heart, fear goes out the back door, because they can't exist together. The opposite is also true. When you invite fear in the front door of your heart and your mind, guess what? Love goes out the back door. They cannot coexist. You want to be fearless? You want to move from the good life? Pretty good. Good life is certainly better than the bad life. But it's not good enough. You were made for more than the good life. You were made for the better life. And it's a level of living you probably have never even thought of. And you certainly probably haven't ever experienced it. And one of the factors in the better life is fearlessness. Why? Because I know Jesus is always going to tell me the truth. Okay? And because I know that death is not the end. So I'm not worried about that. This is not the end of the story. And I know that God loves me extraordinarily and extravagantly and erratically. The more you understand God's overwhelming love, the more fearless you're going to be. Number four. Fourth thing we know, because Jesus resurrected, split history into AD and BC. Fourth thing we know is we know God has a good plan for our lives. We know that God has a good plan for our lives. Here's what the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. I love this, verse 3 and 4. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, that's Easter, that's what we're celebrating. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. And we have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. How many times have you heard me say that when you open your life to the love of God and you open your life to the reign of Christ, you get your past forgiven, you get a purpose for living, you get a home in heaven. Past, present, future, all taken care of. Past forgiven, completely forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. Where else are you going to get that? Anybody want to stand up and tell us? Because if you know another place where you can get your past forgiven, a purpose for living, and a home in heaven, I invite you to tell us right now. Because I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to waste my life, and I haven't. I haven't wasted my life. Romans 8:28, and it says, not only that, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. How do you lose with a promise like that? It says, we know that God will use everything in my life, the good and the bad. Not everything's good. The good, the bad, the ugly. He'll use it all for my good because of the resurrection. How do you lose in that kind of situation? What is there to be afraid of? Because it says, even if I screw up, I mess up royally, I really do a humdinger, I just make the stupidest decision, God says, I can still work with that. I can bring good out of that. My purpose for your life is bigger than your problems and even your decisions. God can use even my mistakes for good. That gives me hope. That gives me confidence. That makes me fearless. There's one other thing that we know because of the resurrection that take away of our fears, and it's this. We know that God will take care of all of our needs. We know that God will take care of all of our needs. How do we know that? Because God solved your biggest need when he came and died for you on the cross. Your biggest need was salvation. Everything else is minor by comparison. Bills, problems, difficulties, relationships, stuff like that. And God says that the same power that I used to raise Jesus from the dead, guess what? I will use it in your life to help you handle the problems of the future, meet your needs. So what are you afraid of? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says this. I pray that you'll begin to understand. See, it's what we need to know. That you'll begin to understand the incredibly great power available to us. That's you and me. Available to you. Available to us who trust God. It is the same mighty power that God used to raise Jesus from death. Whoa, 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 whoa. The power that God used to raise Jesus, the resurrection, is available to me for my problems. That's what it says. That's what it says. Have you ever wondered what Jesus is doing right now, like in heaven? Is he watching TV? I mean, what has Jesus been doing for the last 2,000 years? He went back to heaven. Well, the Bible tells us. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible says that in heaven for 2,000 years, Jesus has been praying for you. Huh? Yeah. Jesus has been talking to God the Father about you. Why? Because of that outrageous love. Several times in Scripture, the Bible says Jesus is praying, is talking to God the Father about you. You say, wait a minute, I don't get this. This is kind of weird. Isn't Jesus God? Yeah, I thought he was God. He is. Well, then, like, God is talking to himself? Oh, you never do that?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and he never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Have you ever wondered what Jesus is doing right now? Like in heaven? Is he watching TV? I mean, what has Jesus been doing for the last 2,000 years? He went back to heaven. Well, the Bible tells us. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible says that in heaven for 2,000 years, Jesus has been praying for you. Huh? Yeah. Jesus has been talking to God the Father about you. Why? Because of that outrageous love. Several times in Scripture, the Bible says Jesus is praying, is talking to God the Father about you. You say, wait a minute, I don't get this. This is kind of weird. Isn't Jesus God? Yeah, I thought he was God. He is. Well, then, like, God is talking to himself? Oh, you never do that? You talk to yourself all the time. You know why you talk to yourself all the time? Because God made you in his image. As a human being, you have the ability to talk to yourself while I'm talking to you right now. You're made in the image. Squirrels don't talk to themselves. Ants don't talk to themselves. Birds don't talk to them. Only human beings talk to themselves because you're made in the image of God. And the Bible says that God, the Father, is having a conversation with himself. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, talking about you and how much they love you. In fact, the Bible says this, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Jesus, the Son of God, has gone on to heaven where he is now our high priest who helps us. In other words, what's a priest do? Represent between God and man. Well, we don't need a priest anymore because Jesus is the high priest. You don't have to pray through a priest. You can pray directly to God in Jesus' name. He says, so let us hold on to our faith in him, Jesus. Never stop trusting him. Why? He sympathizes with our weaknesses. Why? Because he faced all of the same tests that we did here on earth. Without sinning. So then, here's the key part. Knowing that Jesus is praying for you right now in heaven, talking to himself, God, about you, because he loves you. So then, let us have no fear. Be fearless. Let's have no fear in approaching God's throne of grace. That means come to God when you have a prayer request, when you have a need. Approaching God's throne of grace to receive his mercy and find his grace to help us when we need it the most. When my kids were little, sometimes I would be in a meeting in my office and they would come up to see me. They would not knock. They would just barge in, open the door, come in, run over to Daddy, jump up in my lap and start talking to me. It didn't matter who I was talking to. They could be important or unimportant. Didn't really matter. Why? Because my kids had access nobody else has. My kids did not need an appointment with Pastor Rick. They did not need a protocol. They did not need an introduction. Okay? They did not need any kind of appointment to see me. Why? Because they're my kids. I'm their daddy. And in the same way, you don't ever have to be shy or anxious or fearful or worried in approaching God Almighty. If you have accepted his son and you are in his family, then guess what? You're his child. And as his child, you have child rights. It means you can jump up in your daddy's lap at any time. And without any fear, and without any presumption, without any protocol, any appointment, you can come to God anytime and say, God, this is what I need. Daddy, Father, I need your help. And he says, I will give you whatever you need because I am your heavenly Father. I am your loving Father. Now, let me end this message on living fearless with what Jesus himself said. Jesus' most famous sermon is called the Sermon on the Mount. It's Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. And right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 6, he gives us this long period about a section on why you should never be afraid and why you should never be anxious and why you should never be tense or worried or upset. And he says, in that passage, he says, worry is unnatural. He said, human beings are the only thing that I've created that worry. Nothing else in all creation worries, only human beings. And he says, it's unnatural. You're not doing something natural when you worry. And he says, it's unhealthy. It's not good for your health. And then down in verses 25 and on following, he says this, there on your outline, Matthew 6. Jesus says, don't worry about everyday life. Well, then what is there left to worry about? Because almost everything you worry about is everyday life. He says, don't worry about everyday life. He says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? No. What's he saying? Worry is unhelpful. Worry is worthless. It never changes the future. It never changes the past. It can't. All it does is mess up today. Worry is worthless. He said, it can't change anything. If you prayed as much as you worry, you wouldn't have a lot to worry about. And then he says, so don't act like unbelievers. Worry is practical atheism. God says, you're making me look bad. I'm your heavenly Father. I've promised to meet all your needs. You're acting like an orphan every time you worry. You're acting like it's all up to you. Have you forgotten all these promises I've said? Have you forgotten what I did on the cross for you? Have you forgotten the resurrection? You're acting like you're an orphan. You're acting like you're not in my family. You're making me look bad. He said, worry is unchristian. It's unspiritual. And he says, your heavenly Father already knows what you need. What's he saying there? Worry is unnecessary. God already knows what you need, even before you ask. And he'll give it to you if you make his kingdom your primary concern. And he says, oh, by the way, don't worry about tomorrow because each day has enough trouble, you know, on its own. In other words, worry is irrational. Worry is illogical. Worry is unreasonable. Don't borrow trouble. You know, you're not just worried about today. You're worried about next week, next year, and when your spouse is going to die someday. He says that's unreasonable. It's irrational. Now, let's just review. The reason I don't have to be afraid is I know Jesus tells me the truth, and so all of those promises that are in the Bible, I can count on them. And all the things that he says about heaven and life, and I can count on it. Number two, death is not the end. This is not the end of the story. There is life after death. I'm not worried about dying. I've been ready to die for many, many years. God loves us extravagantly. He will never stop loving you. He will never love you any more or any less than he does this moment. But it's worthless to you. It's worthless to you if you don't accept it. God has a good plan. But again, that plan is worthless to you if you don't accept it. God has a good plan to even use the bad stuff in your life. Listen, everything doesn't work for good if you're not in the plan. If you're going by your plan in life, everything is not working for good. It's working for bad in your life. But if you're saying, I want God's plan for my life, mine didn't work out too well, then it's less fear. Fear factor goes down. And then God will take care of all my needs. So what's left to fear? Nothing. 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 Let's bow our heads. Now on Easter, I like to pray a prayer that we can all pray together. And so I want to ask you to pray this Easter prayer in your heart, whether you've ever prayed or never prayed your entire life. And it's just a prayer to open your life to the love of God. And as we recommit ourselves to Christ, or maybe for the very first time you're doing this, just say something like this in your heart. God knows your thoughts. Just say, dear God, I need you. Just say that in your heart. Dear God, I need you. I can't do this on my own. And I humbly admit that you're God and I'm not. Thank you for loving me, even when I didn't recognize it. Thank you that you tell me the truth. Thank you that death is not the end. Thank you that you love me extravagantly. Thank you that you have a good plan for my life, and you can even use the bad stuff for good if I'll give you all the pieces. And thank you that you've promised to take care of all my needs. Lord, I want you to drain the fears out of my life and fill my life with your love. And may every day of my life be filled more with your love and less of my fears. As best I know how, I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to put your spirit of love inside me. I'm asking you to save me. I'm asking you to change me. I'm asking for you to help me become the person I was always intended to be. I don't want to just live the good life. I want to live the better life at the higher level, the fearless life. And I pray this as humbly as I know how. In your name, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Pastor Rick wants to bless you and your family this Easter with beautiful scripture place cards and a special frameable Easter prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own. So we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, perhaps the best known verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Easter is God shouting down to earth, I love you, I love you, I love you, I care about you, I want you in my family. Have you really grasped that? I want to challenge you this Easter. Don't come to your church's Easter service alone. You know, there are two times a year that most people will accept an invitation to a church service, Christmas and Easter. So don't miss this great opportunity to invite somebody that you care about who doesn't know Jesus. Don't go to church by yourself at Easter. You know, in the Bible, in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus says this, "Go out into the highways and the countryside, and urge everyone you find to come in so that my house will be full." God wants a full house. And I want people in heaven because you cared enough to invite them. I guarantee you, the people that you invite to Easter service are going to hear a gospel message on Easter. So make a list of the people that you want to invite to bring to Easter service with you. Thanks for listening today. I'd love to hear from you. You can write to me, Rick at PastorRick.com. That's Rick at PastorRick.com. By the way, if you can send a gift this Easter to help us expand this ministry, I would deeply appreciate it. I know not everybody can afford to give a lot. Some of you can. But whatever amount you give, we're grateful for it. And I want you to know that all of the money given to this ministry goes into the ministry. I do this for free. I take no salary from it. And so you can be certain that this is going to further the good news all around the world. And by the way, let me just say this to you. Happy Easter.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.